The city will advertise for an engineering firm to evaluate the structural integrity of the 50-year-old police station and the old adjacent fire hall. Councillor Mark Jensen wanted the consultant to look at another option for a new police station.
I think we should also, in that assessment, have them look into the costs to possibly put it, not necessarily in the fire hall structure, but to add it up
right
with that facility.
It, next to it. Yeah.
Of some sort. That should be in the assessment, I think, because if this building isn't structurally sound, we have to have somewhere to go with it, I think.
The building is settling into the rock fill on Hammer Slough and has sloping floors and walls that are separating from its ceilings. Members of the police department have told the council that the building is not safe and could fall down if an earthquake hit town. The building contains the jail, police offices, and the emergency dispatcher's workspace. Officials originally considered including the police station in a new public safety building, but the large price tag left Petersburg moving forward with only the new fire hall that's nearing completion up on Haugen Drive. The other council members agreed the assessment should consider other locations for a police station and approve the request for proposals to do the work. Bids will be due in January. In other business, the council approved a new incentive program for ground source heat exchangers. The program will rebate some of the cost of installing heat pumps in new and existing homes and businesses in town. The technology uses the constant and relative warmth of the ground to heat or cool a building. There are different kinds of heat exchangers available. Some circulate fresh outside air into a building. Others pump a fluid 6 to 8 feet underground to soak up warmth. Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson explained the incentive program was meant for the underground type.
We focused on the ground source units because, number one, they're more efficient, and they're more efficient throughout a broader temperature range. And secondly, there's a significant upfront cost with a ground source or geothermal type, where the air-to-air, there's not that much difference between that and any other heat source.
Nelson said he's heard estimates that a heat pump could cost around $15,000 to $18,000 to install in a home, and said individual rebates could be around $2,500. The program aims to slow the growth of electrical heating in homes and businesses here. Money for the incentive program comes from a rebate on power purchases from the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. The mayor and council approved that incentive program unanimously. However, the council did not support spending money for two viewing platforms for Birch Street. The wooden trestle street will be repaired this fall, and city staff looked into the cost of adding pedestrian platforms onto the side of the scenic street. Contractor McGraw Custom Construction estimated the work would cost an additional $22,800 for the two platforms, with a 30-day extension for completion of the project. Parks and Recreation Director Don Hayes thought the platforms could help a popular tourist destination.
And we can provide a safe place for all the pedestrians that are constantly taking pictures of Hammer Slough. And there have been times where I've seen some of the visitors of town step out into the middle of the road just so they can get a little better shot of the slough. So one of the goals is for us to provide a safe place for them to go, be able to get a gorgeous shot of the slough, be able to take that home with them and frame it up and remember Petersburg forever and ever.
The platforms were proposed to extend over city land on either side of the street. Councillor Don Koenig said he'd rather create additional space for motor vehicles.
Anything, if I were to add something to the project, and that's for safety reasons, I would add a structure somewhere along that road that the emergency vehicles, you have a place to pass. Right now, the only access to turn around is to go to the end of Birch Street, turn around where the complex apartments or the apartment complex is at, then you turn around and drive back out. And I've been in there at times when two cars meet, you got to back up, or you try to figure out where to pull out. And so I can't endorse this kind of a pedestrian thing for the expense of the money.
An amendment for installing just the pile caps to allow for a future construction of the platforms failed on a 3-2 vote, with Koenigs and Mark Jensen voting against it. And four councillors voted down the full cost for the platforms, with only Mayor Al Dwyer supporting it. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.